Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
We're ready to talk some football with Brian Billick, Super Bowl winning head coach and NFL Network analyst who joins us on the Schneider Orange Hotline. Coach, first of all, here in Wisconsin this week, we've been sort of recovering from this shell shock of a team that was really good for half the year. It kind of didn't show up. It didn't wake up in California. In your time as a coach, I know you've experienced a similar sort of thing. What do you do with a team that doesn't, that has a dud like that? How do you get them out of it and ready for the next week?
You know, that's a tough one because, first, they're very aware of it. It's not like they're oblivious to the fact that they didn't play well. Sometimes when you have a really bad game, there's no value in showing the film. I mean, just to just show them, yeah, you guys were really bad. Here, let's look at it. What you may do is go through and look at some selected plays that says, guys, this is not us. This is why we lost the game. And you show whether it was a mental error, whether it was a, you know, you tend not to show physical breakdowns. It does no good to show a guy just getting overrun by somebody. But typically it's the mental errors. Look, we're better than this. We've done this before, whether it's a missing protection, whether it's a blown coverage, whether it's a blown route, and you know, basically holding the mirror up, and then you move on. And that's what you hear from the players and the coaches, right? We're just all about the Carolina Panthers. We're all about moving on. You got to give respect to the Los Angeles Chargers. The idea of that, you know, going to the West Coast and the chime change. But it was an interesting game. I think, obviously, the pressure that you saw that the Chargers were able to put on and the way they moved their people around gave the Packers some problems, and I imagine Carolina's going to try many of the same things.
Yeah, for sure. The biggest issue, giving up what they gave up on the ground to the Chargers, is the thing that could translate here to this next week with Christian McCaffrey coming to town. This is a special football player. There's no question about that. When you watch him, what strikes you as special about McCaffrey?
Well, he's just so complete. I mean, he clearly... I don't know if a non-quarterback can get the MVP in the league nowadays. I don't know if that's possible. It tends to be, we'll give the MVP to some quarterback. We'll give Offensive Player of the Year to a player like Chris McCaffrey. He's just so complete in terms of his ability to run the ball, what he does out of the backfield. I mean, it's kind of one-stop shopping. And for a young quarterback like Kyle Allen and good defense by Carolina, that's the key to them sitting here and being at 5-3.
That is a team that is a little dangerous at this moment here for the Packers to face right before the bye week. Brian Billick, NFL Network analyst, joining us on the Schneider Orange Hotline. So this has been an interesting NFC to watch unfold because the Niners have been tremendous. The Saints are at the top of the NFC and did not have Drew Brees for this amount of time. And you've got the Packers and Seahawks knocking on the door. I don't know if there's a single team that's really taken off, though, and established themselves as the elite team in the NFC. Do you see a team that, in your mind, can sort of rise above that upper level in the last 2 months of the year?
Well, you got to give San Francisco their due, although, you know, their schedule, I mean, their schedule is what it is. It's who they play, okay? So you can't hold that against them. We're going to know more about San Francisco here in a little bit. They've got Seattle. They're going to obviously play the Packers. They're at Baltimore and at New Orleans back-to-back. That's where I think we're going to get the true measure of the 49er team in Week 13 and 14 when they go back-to-back to Baltimore and New Orleans. And again, so you're talking West Coast to East Coast, which is always difficult. I mean, New Orleans is not truly East Coast, but it's further east, obviously. And that's really going to be the challenge. The Saints are so impressive because, you know, to go on that 6-0 run without Drew Brees, was fantastic. And now to get him back, and when you look at their schedule the rest of the way, yeah, certainly there are some challenges in there. The fact that they're playing the 49ers at home. Their challenge of the top tier of teams in my opinion, seems to be the least challenging. And that's really both the AFC and the NFC. These teams, whether it's 49ers, Green Bay, Dallas, Seahawks, Minnesota, all of these teams, challenging if New Orleans indeed gets that number one seed. Can you go into New Orleans and win? They may or may not be the best team, but can you go into New Orleans? Same thing in the AFC. I don't know that New England, I think certainly the Baltimore game showed that some vulnerabilities there, but they may end up with the number one seed, and even though they may or may not be the best team compared to Baltimore or Houston or KC, but can you go into Foxborough and beat them? And that's really going to be the challenge, I think, for the NFC. Can you go into New Orleans and win?
The Packers have an interesting challenge, too, one that's a quirk of the schedule, which is this game against the Panthers is their sixth home game of eight, so there's only two more times that they'll play at home. We heard for years and years and years about the Lambeau mystique, about the idea of a warm-weather team trying to come to Green Bay when it's freezing outside and try to beat the Packers. Do you look at it just beyond the home road thing? Do you look at it as more of a disadvantage that there are only two more home games after this Panthers game this week?
Well, clearly you want to play at home, and after the Panthers game, when you're talking about four out of six on the road, no one wants that. You'd like to have a little more. They've had the benefit of it the first half, but like you talked to Aaron Rodgers going to San Francisco, you know, it's like, really? It's probably going to be about 75 degrees, and I'm okay with that. You know, we'll go play there. And even at the end of the season, December, you're at Minnesota and Detroit. You're talking about two indoor stadiums. So, yeah, I'm sure they'll tell you, I'm sure we'd like to be at home as always, but being indoors in late February, going to San Francisco in late November, we're okay with that.
So, Brian Billick, NFL Network analyst, Super Bowl winning head coach on the Schneider Orange Hotline, I wanted to ask you about the work that you do with Roman, because I've seen commercials for Roman, and it didn't connect with me. This, of course, is not my normal job. I'm sitting in for Bill Michaels today. And I see these commercials for Roman, and I didn't realize until just now that this is a company that you've been working with and involved with. Tell us about that.
Yeah, it really is. It's a heck of a service, because when you think about it, 50% of the guys over 40 haven't been to a doctor in 2 years. And if you make a doctor's appointment, the average time is 3 to 4 weeks before you can get in to see the doctor. And there's just too much going on. In the privacy of your home, you can use GetRoman.com. It's a U.S. licensed physician to cover a wide range of whatever it is that you need to deal with, obviously from ED to hair loss to cold sores and just any number of things. Your pharmaceuticals can be had through GetRoman.com. It really is, in this age of the internet, the perfect private at-home way to address any number of things that you need to address at GetRoman.com.
And that's the other good thing about that is you're not having to clear out half your day to see the doctor, too, because that might be the toughest
exactly
part.
Right. Exactly right. Yeah, it's a heck of a service. People need to check it out.
Brian Billick, we appreciate your time, Coach. Thanks, and we'll chat again soon.
Sounds great.
That's Brian Billick, NFL Network analyst and Super Bowl winning head coach, joining us on the Schneider Orange Hotline. Schneider hiring drivers right now. They work hard. You work hard. They treat you fair. For 80-plus years, they've been getting it done. Call them at 800-44-PRIDE or go to schneiderjobs.com.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can spend another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. With available H-Track all-wheel drive and three-row seating, my whole family can head deep into the wild. Conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.